USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dozens of missiles fired by Russia hit Ukraine on Monday, including the first strikes on the capital city of Kyiv in weeks. The attacks, apparent revenge strikes for a blast on the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea, killed civilians, knocked out power, and destroyed infrastructure. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents in the capital city are angry.
The war against civilians. Putin needs Ukraine without Ukrainians.
Closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to begin Tuesday. Jury deliberations are then expected to begin on Wednesday. A death sentence has to be agreed on unanimously on at least one of the 17 murders in the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. Gas prices have risen significantly over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, details how much on Fox News.
We have a jump of 21 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.99 per gallon. This after a drop of $1.32 over 17 weeks.
Lundberg says that the increase nationally was heavily influenced by a record average in the state of California, which now stands at $6.40 a gallon, up 83 cents over the past few weeks. Americans are becoming more trusting of the government on international issues. The latest Gallup survey found 45% of respondents had a great deal or fair amount of confidence, compared to just 39% a year ago. The Carolina Panthers are parting ways with head coach Matt Rhule. He was in his third season with the Panthers and leaves with a record of 11-27. This is USA Radio News.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Gofix.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Gofix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
More buses filled with illegal immigrants are arriving in New York City on Monday from the southern border. This amid reports some of those who were relocated to New York are going door to door and asking residents for assistance. Appearing on Fox News, New York City Council Minority Leader Joe Borelli says people should be asking what the federal government is doing.
Leave the politics aside for a second. I mean, these people are here with nothing but the shirts on their back.
Right.
And when you see children and women, you know, dressed in T-shirts and shorts in October in New York, it's a problem. It's very sad. It's very troubling. And it's upsetting to anyone who sees it.
Some city leaders in California are in hot water.
Three Latino Los Angeles City Council members and an influential labor leader are facing calls to resign following a leaked recording of a conversation featuring racist remarks. The California and Los Angeles branches of the NAACP demanded late Sunday that Council President Nuri Martinez and others resign after the recordings went public.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. California is ready to toss even more plastic bags for good. Grocery stores will have until 2025 to give produce sections a makeover. Those small bags for fruits and vegetables are being phased out, marking a first in the nation. A new law states they must be replaced by recycled paper bags or compostable bags. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.